Blog Talk Radio.
Happy New Year, followers, and welcome to Velocity Athletic Training Radio. I'm your host, Layla Smolak, owner of Velocity Athletic Training Studio. It is Wednesday, January 3rd, 2017. Wow, big 1-7 now. 12 p.m., and I'm live from my studio in Langley, British Columbia, Canada. The line is open for listeners to call in, share your views on any episode. The number to call is 1-773-897-6223. It is a long-distance call. And I am very happy to announce that Velocity Athletic Training Radio is now on YouTube, iTunes, Podomatic, as well as Google Play. If you are interested in advertising with Velocity Athletic Training Radio, by all means, visit me at www.advertisecast.com/613. Your ad will reach 86,000 plus followers, and of course, those numbers are always changing. It is a great opportunity to showcase your business, your service, and as well as there could be an opportunity to be a guest speaker on the show. And I must apologize. Last week I caught this bad cold, so I missed my broadcast. And I'm feeling a lot better today. And so we are ready to discuss today's episode, Reiki. And before I begin the discussion, the most common question I get is, what is Reiki? So Reiki is often referred to as laying of hands. It is an ancient Japanese spiritual healing art. The word Reiki comes from the Japanese word Rei, R-E-I, which means universal life, and Ki, K-I, which means energy. Reiki is not a religion. There is no set rules or guidelines to follow in Reiki. My very personal view and experience with Reiki is that it is a spiritually guided life force energy. This energy is not physical energy. It's not like we're in the physical world, we can touch things, we can feel things. It is not associated with calories that is required by the body. I thought I had to throw that in there. Nor is it electricity that charges. At times it does feel like that's what it is. Reiki is energy channeled from a much higher power, a higher dimension, outside of the physical world. Now, if you're a light worker or, you do a lot of body work, you will understand what I mean by this energy. It's beyond the physical world. We have Reiki masters who act as the channel between the physical world and the spiritual world. Now, being a Reiki master myself, and I'm being motivated and sort of catapulted to begin opening up about this gift. And so I am able, I really do have the ability to see beyond the physical. To me, personally, there is nothing more rewarding that when I lay my hands on a client and I begin a journey with them. I step into the spirit world, and from there, the client's blueprint is actually shown to me. So their past, their present, and their future. And yes, I will admit, I am the medium. I am the vessel. I am the messenger. So over the years, just from observation here, other terms have manifested as well. And again, I see this as science, intervention, of course, of an ancient healing practice. The term medical intuitive has evolved. And, you know, again, this is to give this ancient practice some sort of validation or reassurance to a patient and or a client that the practitioner's ability is from a medical background. Okay, now, pardon me, I don't mean to insult anybody, but to call yourself a medical intuitive, the thing is, you already know the person's medical background, you know their history, so I don't know how that can actually translate to being an intuitive. Again, I'm not here to insult, but it's just my point of view. Now, when I look back in time, especially when I was growing up from childhood, when my grandfather, bless his soul, practiced his healing on others, I often sat and watched how he healed others. And it was quite interesting for me to watch that he would be sweating quite a bit. I often, you know, as a child, I'd wonder, why is he sweating? He's got his hand on this person. Why is all this sweat coming out of him? And now I completely, totally understand what it was, the transfer of energy, the energy coming through him. And at the same time, my grandmother would be wiping away the sweat. And as a child, while I was watching this, I honestly thought, you know, in my child's mind, they looked like a doctor and a nurse working together. So little did I know that I was actually being taught this amazing healing art. Now, I want to share my personal experience with Reiki. I've been a client, and I had this amazing Reiki master I had connected with back in 1995. It was just an amazing journey. He took me into the spirit world and journeyed with me. Okay, now if there's light workers out there or healers or body workers out there that are tuned in, you get what I'm saying. Okay, you get what I'm saying when I say journeyed into the spirit world. It was like being out of my body and actually looking at myself from a different time period. The term used for this is actually, it's called rebirthing. And again, if you do this type of work, you know what rebirthing is all about. I had seen myself in a past life. And where I was standing was so ancient. I mean, there was ancient runes around me, and it was just a totally different time period. I was wearing this beautiful crown with so many jewels. I mean, the colors of these jewels were so vibrant, and they were deep colors and beautiful. I had seen, when I was looking at myself, my skin was so translucent and perfect. I wore a long white gown, and I looked very elegant. And I was honestly, as I stood there watching, staring at myself, I was actually in awe. And to this day, that image is still in my consciousness. Okay, so I've connected with it. The session lasted an hour, and when I came out of it, I was mesmerized by what I had seen. And again, I was fairly new to this. So I was like, you know, what just happened? It's kind of off for me. Again, because it's out of body, you're traveling, you're visualizing, you're seeing yourself, a mirror of myself, right? So the Reiki master had told me that I had traveled back in time to revisit my very own royalty, my roots. He went on to say that I was a queen in a past life who helped many people, primarily the poor. And in this lifetime, I am here to do the same, to help those who are suffering. I thought, wow, this is such a powerful, and it is such a powerful awakening for me. Okay, so when we experience such a thing, we're actually awakening our soul. We're awakening our spirit. And since then, I have stepped deeper into my spiritual work. Now, when I say spiritual work, I'm referring to connecting to my guides, connecting to angels, through prayer, through meditation. And I asked them to come in and assist me on every level in the physical world. Okay, so for some people that are listening to this, you may be like, whoa, this is way out there. Okay. When you get in tune, when you start to develop yourself spiritually, it's amazing what begins to transpire, what begins to happen in the physical world. Now, each client will experience different things in a Reiki session. Not everybody's going to experience what I had experienced. Emotional pain may surface, and a release will take place. And this release can happen any shape or form. It could be through crying. It could manifest as anger, even long periods of sleep and feeling tired. This is part of letting go and moving on from emotional trauma. Oftentimes, clients want to go home and hibernate for a few days to release memories as well, painful memories of abuse and trauma. Some clients may see colors or color. Most of the time, it's primarily purple and pink that comes through, purple being the color of healing and pink being the color of love. Okay, so we fill each other up with those, that peace and healing and love. How is Reiki given to a client? I get that asked quite a bit. First step is, of course, having a massage table. I personally prefer the massage table where the client can lay down. If you don't have one, then a chair may be used as well. But personally, I prefer the massage table only for the specific reason that my energy and the client's energy flows freely, and there's no blockage points where energy will get stuck. I always ask a client if they feel comfortable with my hands touching them. Not everybody likes to be touched. So, or if they prefer that my hands be an inch or so away from them. Okay, so we got to understand boundaries when we're doing this type of work. Now, once I lay my hands and I have initiated the energy flow through my crown chakra and allowing it to flow through my hands and into the client, the journey begins with them. That connection happens. It's amazing. How long does a Reiki session last? I allow for an hour. So 45 minutes of Reiki, and then 15 minutes or so to give the client an opportunity to speak about his or her experience. So much is released and experienced during this time. Or sometimes a client does not feel anything at all, not until they leave my healing space. Usually I'll receive a phone call, you know, client is releasing through, you know, through crying, through feeling tired or feeling withdrawn. This is normal, okay? What a Reiki master is not, let me repeat, a Reiki master is not a substitute for medical advice, nor is a Reiki master a substitute for a psychologist or psychiatrist. A Reiki master may only complement these services if and when a client is open and ready to heal through spirit. A few thoughts for you to ponder. Now, this is interesting. Since my last episode, The Message of Peace and Happiness, I have been receiving a lot of various postings outlining the plight of the Palestinians. The situation has somewhat awakened me from when I would actually join on peace walks in my hometown in Ottawa, Ontario, Canada. I am amazed at how many organizations are now waking up to helping the Palestinians and their right to life, liberty, and freedom. Now, on the other side of the token, there's always the other side, right? We always have to look at the dark side. It does not surprise me that there is another side of humanity that feels and thinks that that this is okay for the Palestinians to continue on suffering through atrocities, losing their homes and their loved ones. I mean, I cannot even fathom the thought, child, witnessing the murder of their mother, their father, their siblings, and their extended family. I mean, you're talking about eliminating various generations. How has this become normal? How has this become acceptable within the human family? It's unexplainable. Now, I want to repeat this from my last episode, and this message is for all world leaders as well. Like, tune in, okay, and take this, absorb this. It is time to stop the misuse of power. Stop the genocide. Stop the slaughter of innocent civilians. These civilians include children. This is a true shame in this day and age, and I'm certain God or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever you want to believe in, whatever deity or whatever goddess or whatever you believe in, is against the slaughter of Earth's innocent little angels. And trust me, people, this is not a rant. You know, it never fails to amaze me when people want to start to speak up, and especially a woman, they think, oh, there's something wrong. There's something wrong. No, it's not a rant, but more of a request to all world leaders. Your vision, your primary goal should be for human life and to ensure that the next generation is living in a world filled with peace, happiness, love, and we all want abundance. Everybody on this planet wants to live in abundance. If you tell me you don't want to live in abundance, you are lying. I am Leila Smolak, host of Velocity Athletic Training Radio. owner of Velocity Athletic Training Studio. Visit me at www.velocityathletictraining.com. You may also email me, Layla, L-A-Y-L-A, at velocityathletictraining.com. Save 50% on any personal training package. This offer is valid until January 30th, 2017. And I highly recommend to get up, move, unleash your inner athlete. Thanks for tuning in. I am now over and I am out.